Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And on this podcast, in between parenting our children this summer, we interview women who have a really great story. We recognize that within each of us is a story that resonates with most of us because very little separates us. But here's a secret Leslie and I learned many years ago, that women are actually the ones moving the world forward, moving mountains for their little cubbies, their little cub bears in their homes, but then extending it out to the world too. So we get to interview moms like that on Mondays. But on Wednesdays, we just talk about whatever we want, or often we get things sent to us, articles, books, that other mama bears are like, hey, I've been wondering about this. Will you guys talk about that? And so today, that's one of the things that we're doing. But first, we got a little ask us anything. And then we'll go into a segment we're now calling things that make you go,
things that make you go,
And then because we haven't done it in a really long time, we're bringing back the obsess sesh. So there it is. Mostly Leslie hasn't got to do any sort of opera lately. So we wanted to bring it out if only for that reason. So that's today. Leslie, should we get into the show?
Let's do it. All right, our first session today, ask us anything, and we mean anything. Ask us. We'll tell you. We'll give you an answer. We will do our best to make it interesting, so go ahead and ask us.
That's right. Make sure you guys follow us on social media. We'll often put out a call to the followers there, the mama bears that follow us, to ask us anything, and we get great questions. Some of them super kind of easy to answer, some of them a little more thought-provoking, if you will. But a listener named Lindsay wrote in asking, you've talked about some pretty hot-button issues in some of your podcasts. Privilege, sex, rape, etc. I think so much of what you said, but I don't feel brave enough to actually voice it out loud or post stuff about it on my social media. So where do you get the ovaries? She wrote that just for me, Leslie. And I just want to thank you so much, Lindsay. Where do you get the ovaries to do it on a podcast that has so many listeners?
Good question, Lindsay. You know, this mama bear is turning 38 pretty soon, and she also just finished reading a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving an, we'll just say an F, not giving an F. And I guess the older I get, the braver I feel. I certainly have a lot more to learn, but I think I've got just enough experience behind me to talk about the things that I care about and not really look back. I think these are important topics. And honestly, when I call my sister to talk about life, or when we're sitting together, you know, enjoying each other's company, this is what we end up talking about. And so I know there are so many others who want to explore the issues that we bring up here. And I don't know, a combination of all those things doesn't bring much hesitation. I feel like they are topics I want to bring up here in this mama bear space.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And let's just be real here. If you guys think that we're being controversial here, you just haven't visited my personal social media pages.
Because that's true.
The reality is, okay, we know we're not going to change everyone's mind. And that's not really our intention here. We're not really trying to persuade you to do anything but allow your mama bear to begin to cover everyone in the world, right? That's really the only thing we're doing, is just trying to call to action this, you know, life of love and compassion, right? Mm-hmm. But I believe wholeheartedly in respectful dialogue. I also believe that we so often cultivate an entirely different kind of persona in public or on social media than what is real. And that can make us feel really inauthentic. So a few years ago, I made a commitment to myself to just tell the truth, to be myself, because I know that I'm loved by the people who already know all this about me, and nothing else matters. You know, not everyone's going to love us ever. It's just the way it works. But when I'm silent on things that I believe matter, I really am betraying myself. This is not a natural thing for me. So my only advice is that if it feels like something that's true to you, you know, which obviously, Lindsay, it does because you've reached out to us, right? Then just go for it. You are so strong, and you have people in your life who, even if you haven't explicitly told them this is how you feel about a certain thing, they probably already know because they know you. So just go for it and understand that, like, you're loved no matter who says what after it. That the people who matter will love you anyway. And the people who don't maybe won't. And that's fine too. But above all, just know that we have your back and that we are encouraging you from the Mama Bear sidelines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. If you have something to say, and I know you do, put it out into the world in respectful, poignant ways. And you'll probably be surprised, you know, about just the support that you'll find. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that really, I think people crave healthy dialogue.
Yes.
You know, there's not enough of it happening, really. I mean, so often we're discouraged by what we see on social media. But if you know, can be the person who starts that within your community, then that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just do it. The first time you try it, it's really hard. Feels clunky. Maybe you don't say it the way you want to say it. But after time, it gets easier and you just get used to it. And truly, it's a rewarding life to just live authentically you and to put it out there in front of everybody. Like, you're worth it. It's going to be great. Leslie, things that make you go,
Things that make you go, All right. When we started this podcast, we made a list of episodes that we wanted to cover, and this was always going to be one of those things. In 2014, Pantene put out a commercial called Not Sorry, Shine Strong. Does anyone remember this? It is this thing, and it caused a media storm. We'll link to the commercial, of course, in our show notes. Show notes, just in case you've forgotten, they're at www.mamabeardarespodcast.com. So you can check out all the notes there. That was kind of the first major recognition that we as a culture had with the many ways that women apologize and shouldn't, it seems.
Yeah, we want to make very clear from this outset that this episode isn't encouraging you to not apologize ever. There are certainly things for which you do need to apologize. If you've hurt someone, if you're late to an appointment, etc., those are worthy reasons to apologize, right? But this episode is more about doing it when we really mean something else, or when we are trying to lessen the blow of something that we're about to say.
Right. So having said that, we thought we would get into different places that we see this playing out in our lives. So it rolls off the tongue. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. This happened. In so many places. But let's start first with the workplace. So picture this, you're at a meeting, you know what you're about to say, and you know what's going to contradict the person who just spoke. Studies show that women will preface what they are about to say with, "Sorry, have you thought of this though?"
Okay. I mean, raising my hand. I've definitely done that. Or I thought of this one too. You've been waiting on an email from a coworker for a few days, even though he or she knew you needed it before today. So when you address them, either through email or face to face, the words out of your mouth or through your fingertips sound something like, "Sorry, are you done with that email yet?"
Right. So those are just two examples. But this phenomenon, it's been written about all over. We're going to link articles from Fast Company, The New York Times, Time Magazine. It's really on probably a lot of our radars. Mm-hmm. So first, we just want to say that if this sounds like you, if that is exactly what has come out of your mouth, maybe even just today, you are not alone. Even men do this from time to time. And it's been proven that women are doing this at a crazy rate.
Right. So in some of the articles you and I read for this show that we'll link to in the show notes, it talks about actual repercussions to doing this. We'll get into why we believe we're doing it in the first place, but some things that might happen because of our propensity to say sorry. One, women aren't afforded raises as quickly, as high value, or as often as men. Because when we curb our raise ask with, sorry, but is it time? I think I need a raise. It shows our bosses that we lack the confidence in our own skills and makes them rethink our skills as well.
Right. And it puts us in this subservient position. And I think we lose respect because of it, kind of whether or not it's a conscious sort of loss of respect or not. It definitely happens when you kind of lower yourself to this place of apology. When you say sorry, either as a placeholder or because you're nervous about delivering your next line, it's hard for people to respect whatever comes next.
Absolutely. So these are just a few small ways this can play out in the workplace, right? But there are hundreds or maybe thousands of ways that are unique to your business and unique to your situation as well. But this isn't just a phenomenon that happens in the workplace. It's also something that stay-at-home mamas do as well. So Leslie, when you were full-time at home, did you ever push one of your sweet little cherubs into Jake's arms the second he got home from work and say, sorry, but this kid is driving me nuts?
Oh, you know it.
So are you going to do that tonight?
Maybe. Yes, you've actually seen it in action today, Tessie.
It's true. Listeners, stick around for we'll have a little blooper of Leslie parenting whilst podcasting with Sintai. But continue, Leslie.
Oh, parenting while podcasting. No, I don't feel guilty about these times now. But when I was in the thick of it with littles, full time, underfoot, all day long, I definitely did feel guilty about saying sorry as I passed the kids off to Jake as soon as you know, he got home. And that's a perfect example of it. We often will apologize for a task not being done or not being done on time, you know, like changing the oil in the car when you have a sick kid at home, or, you know, not having dinner done right away, even though you've been dealing with like 1,000 things plus an obnoxious dog. There's all kinds of reasons why we feel like we need to apologize at the end of the day and hand the kids off, or, you know, just feel remorse for what we have or haven't done. And, you know, I'm guilty of that over and over again, of just apologizing, even though, you know, I'm not doing that bad of a job.
Well, yeah, you know, and I see this coming out in moms, like when I'll hear, oh, I just, when we're talking on the phone, oh, I just didn't get around to making dinner today, even though I was at home all day because XYZ. And she's like, I just feel so bad. Why would you feel bad? You are working full time. Things will fall through the cracks. And if something's got to fall through the cracks, let it be dinner. That's why people make, you know, frozen pizzas. So it is, it's those examples of like, that shouldn't really affect the day, right? There's no need to apologize for that. And so those are just some of the examples of working outside and inside the home, but this also manifests in our personal lives. So Leslie, like, give me an example that you can think of where this could happen in just like personal moving throughout your day.
Let's say you're on a train or the subway or at the airport or even in a waiting room and someone comes in and pushes your elbow off the chair. So sorry. That was my fault. Sorry.
Right. And you were there first. Right. Yeah. Or for me at a restaurant, it's the worst. you know, being plant-based. It's like a minefield for these situations. I order things without meat or cheese, and more times than not, it comes with one or both of those things still on them. And what do? Sorry, I did say no meat and cheese. Sorry, can you take this back? Why am I apologizing? I didn't make that mistake.
You know? Right. Or when you're sitting in a bookstore, you're looking over the shelves and someone pushes past you, even though you were standing there, you weren't in the way. And yet, oh, I'm so sorry. I was in your way. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Leslie, just today, as you know, I had to drive to Kalamazoo and get a new charger for my computer. And the guy in front of me was just a jerk to the guy who worked there. What is the first thing I say when I step up? Sorry. I freaking apologized.
For the other person or for the
I don't
fact
know,
that you were
for
there?
Life, for taking up space. I have no idea why I said it. And I was just coming to record this podcast. I knew this was happening and it still came out of my mouth. That's another example.
Absolutely. Or how about when you reach for the door handle at the same time as someone else? I mean, that just is a coincidence. I don't know why it merits a sorry, but I mean, it could maybe merit an excuse me or like a chuckle, a look in the right. eye and chuckle, like some acknowledgement. But I think like the default is sorry. Why?
It is. Why? Exactly. My friends and I, who meet once a year, decided to stop saying I'm sorry in our heads before sex, because this is a thing. We all admitted that before we climbed into bed with our partners, we would be apologizing for like the roll of our belly or the sag of our breast. And we realized it was affecting our sex life. So we made a pact last year to stop. And to quote my girl Beyonce, I ain't sorry. And so now in our heads, no joke, we say to ourselves and to our partner, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I need in on this. I need in on this pact. I kid you not, the other day, I absolutely said these exact words to my husband. I said, I'm so sorry, but tonight, let's just have middle-aged parents of three sex. In my mind, this made a lot of sense, but we both just died laughing. It was like the helium was just let out of the balloon. Why would you introduce that sort of sexy time in that way with an apology?
Why do you need to apologize for having sex ever to your significant other? It's a constant, you're welcome. There is no, I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
You're welcome. I am sorry. Oh my gosh.
And on and on and on. Yes. So, Mama Bears, you hear these. I'm sure you've got to relate to one or another. So, Tessie, let's talk about why do we do this? Where does it all come from? For me, I think one of the top reasons has to be that at a young age, girls are taught that politeness and this kind of cultural timidness are values for the female variety. I think we touched on this a bit in episode 22 when we talked about interrupting others and how we discourage girls and women from doing that. But I do think it's this sort of value of timidity that our young girls, that we're all taught from a really young age.
100% agree. That sort of wallflower virtue is so valued in girls, whereas the kind of strong-willed, speaks their minds isn't as celebrated. I certainly think that's a major reason. Another major factor has to be that women are labeled as biatch. How's that? Or rude or bossy when they speak their minds without first saying sorry. So whether we like it or not, and whether people admit to it or not, this is a cultural truth. And for people like you and me who are people pleasers to a fault sometimes, it can make us a little gun shy to speak our minds without first buffering it with an apology.
Yeah, and I think so many of us add that sort of innate feeling of being less than on top of all that. And it's just a disaster. You know, we kind of feel like we're lucky just to be in the room where it happens. Shout out Hamilton.
The room where it happens.
So we kind of play down our ideas, thinking that they're not as good as the people who have been, you know, part of the conversation for longer. Sometimes I think there's also a fear of conflict at play. So particularly in some of the ways that we suggested above, we're afraid that the server will roll her eyes at us or become mean if we don't apologize for kind of the inconvenience, or become mean if we don't apologize, or we're afraid of disagreeing with a coworker that, you know, it might result in a battle in the boardroom or something. So the repulsion of conflict plays out in the form of apologizing before you speak. And I am a classic avoider of conflict, so I know that this is true for me.
Yeah. And can we also agree, and this one's a little tough, but agree that sometimes we say it as a passive aggressive way of handling a situation. I know for me that certainly happens from time to time, where a more appropriate way of handling the situation would be to just speak my mind in a respectful tone. One of the articles that we read when kind of diving into this subject gave an example that I thought was just perfect of this woman who yells out her window to a neighbor at 3 a.m. Sorry, but could you turn the music down? And you can hear that, right, Leslie? Like, rather than just saying, you know what, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sleeping, could you turn that music down? We say sorry. And it's like, you know, it's sarcastic, it's passive aggressive, but I have heard that play out too. Just the sorry, but no, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And also we do it as a prompt sometimes, I think. In that situation where, you know, the elbow on the subway or on the airplane or something, even though we're in the seat first and someone sits down and maybe bumps us or bumps us out of the way, we say sorry really to prompt them to say sorry, yeah. Right? Like, if we admit it, that's sort of part of that kind of, I don't know, whatever it is inside of us. But we just need to sit there and in silence maybe, you know, and if they don't say it, if they don't apologize like we think they should, then let it go, mama bears, just let it go.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are some of the ways we do it, some of the reasons we might do it. Now, how do we stop it, Leslie? I feel like we got to give some practical tips on things that you and I are going to try doing.
Okay, I agree. I think first, you know, we've noticed it now, right? Like, yeah. We've acknowledged that this is a thing. So I think specifically in that instance that we just talked about, we've got to embrace the silence. So in general, it makes so many of us uncomfortable to embrace silence.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's really hard. But we need to learn how to get comfortable in it, especially with strangers. So you can still be kind and respectful in that silence. It doesn't have to be like a cold stare or like a mean sort of energy that you're throwing their way. Silence can be thoughtful. I always admire those people who really like sit and listen more than they talk.
I know, that's such a tough one. I'm constantly finding myself trying to fill silences. So I'm working hard on that too. And, you know, like we talk about in a lot of the other things on the podcast, maybe the biggest step is just becoming aware of your overuse of the word. When we put out a call on social media to ask other listeners if they also dealt with this, a listener wrote back and said, yeah, but I think it's totally fine that we say this. You know, that's just being nice. And then in the process of our conversation was like, oh my gosh, I think you're right. I think I do that. So sometimes it's just recognizing that we do it in the first place, right? See if there are certain triggers or situations like the subway or certain people like your boss that make you vomit all the sorries, just sorry, vomit. And then identify that so that maybe you can cut back on the amount little by little.
Right. Because we definitely value politeness, but right. When we're constantly apologizing, I think it does something to our psyche. So examining that, you know, why we're saying sorry, and then understanding that you can still communicate politely and nicely is really important. Another listener, Heather Trapp, commented on our Facebook page that she has started switching out the verbiage and tries to switch out the physical act of saying sorry. So she has started implementing phrases like thank you for waiting, contributing, working on, etc. Her goal is hopefully to get rid of those too and maybe embrace that sort of silence. But as she's in that process, she's going to replace I'm sorry with something else, which I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that doesn't discount what you're about to say. I think that's such a great first step.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes from a place of feeling less than, or of feeling like your ideas don't count as much as your coworkers, or like your thoughts in your personal life don't sound as smart as the other person talking at the table, then it's time to really do some hard work there. Maybe find a counselor, or a good friend who can walk you through ways to rediscover your worth. Because if that's the case, you're probably stifling your ideas in many other ways as well. Not just in the sorry, but, you know, you're making your voice smaller. And ladies, we need your voice. We need it to be loud. We need it to be proud. So do that hard work too.
Amen, sister. Mama Bear, stick around for the dare, where we encourage us all to dig a little bit deeper into this idea. And please go right now to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and let us know what you think about this specific portion of the podcast. Are we embracing rudeness, or are we just fighting for your self-worth?
Yeah.
When we posted about doing this episode, we received some great feedback. So join our community online and enter the conversation.
All right, you know what time it is. It's our favorite time. Leslie, what time is it?
It's the obsess-sesh. We haven't done one of these in a while, so I'm excited. Tessie, why don't you go first? What are you obsessing over these days?
Summer camp. And it's not just because we live at a summer camp and I feel the need to promote summer camp for my husband's job. It really is just the best. My kids love it. I get a week to myself. It's awesome. You guys, why aren't your kids in summer camp? Thank God for summer camp.
That's right. Summer camp is great. There's scholarships available for summer camp. Like, there is ways to get to summer camp, and it's good stuff. I was not able to coordinate my summer camps into 1 week, but I applaud you for being able to do that. That's
why. Well, thank you so much.
That takes a masterful calendar trickery. I am obsessed with sweet corn. It is sweet corn season in Iowa, and the eating is good.
I miss Iowa sweet corn. Michigan is good. It's just not the same. It's not the same. You know what else I'm obsessed with?
What?
Dry shampoo.
Amen.
I have gotten down to washing my hair mostly just once a week. And the rest of the time, dry shampoo. It is the best. So let's link to my favorite product in the show notes so you guys can check that out too. So good.
So good. And on a similar note, I am loving my Crude face wash. We did a podcast episode with the founder of Crew. It was episode 25, hashtag skin suit. And I'm telling you, I used the Mama Bear Dares discount. I don't know if that's still up or not, but this product has changed my life. I knew it was going to be good. I knew it. And honestly, we were vacationing for 3 weeks out of the summer, and I kept just like chuckling to myself because the thing I missed most is I didn't pack my Crude. And I missed it every night. I missed it. I love it. I told you
it's so worth it. It is
absolutely
insane. I love it so much. It's just changed my face 100%.
It has. And I mean I haven't struggled as much with the acne, but like I feel like my face just looks different, and I like it.
My face glows. My face looks good. I like my face when I'm using Crude.
Makes my face happy. What else
makes me happy is writing. I had forgotten because summer's crazy, and I don't want to wake up early anymore. And so, which is when I usually write, but I got back on my blog. I've been writing. It's been so fun. And, you know, it's a little clunky. Again, I forget that it's like anything else. Like, the more you do it, the better it gets. So it's been a little hit or miss. But I love it. I forgot Good. About writing.
Good. I'm glad you're back at it. You've had some great blog posts lately, so we'll link those. Speaking of words, I just picked up over the weekend the book Girl Boss, hashtag Girl Boss.
What's that? I don't think I know that one.
Okay, so it's good. It's by Sophia Amoruso, and she started this online vintage megastore called Nasty Girl, and I picked it up just because I'd heard a lot about it, and she just talks about building her business from ground up, and she's really, really practical and really honest, and she doesn't come to this book with like a ton of Ivy League degrees. Like, she just has real world experience. And of course, like, the vintage company kind of drew me into what she had to say. Mm-hmm. But I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to have to check that out when you're done. All right. So, Mama Bears, as always, today we leave you with a dare. Today, we just want you to take a second and recognize your worth. Understand that you were put on this earth to tell your story, and that your story counts just as much as the person next to you. Even if you are new to your job and don't have the same experience as someone else, you offer a unique perspective that no one else does. And you are not just taking up room anywhere. So stop apologizing for taking up space. On a subway, in a boardroom, in a relationship, in a conversation, you are needed. You are loved. Your thoughts and ideas are valued. So dare to speak your mind and speak your heart with an openness that doesn't warrant an apology. Maybe you hide your hands under the table when you do so they won't see you shaking. Maybe you do a few vocal warm-ups before the meeting so that you stop your voice from cracking. Seriously, check out Beyonce's I'm Not Sorry. That's a great one to warm up to. Do what you need to do, but be bold. Today, we simply want you to recognize when you are subverting some of your own power so that together we can come up with strategies to stop. Women are world changers, but it's impossible to change anything when we're constantly adding qualifiers to our words and our lives. Be bold, be you, and dare to suspend the sorry.
I love it, Tessie. Suspend the sorry. That's so good. So, Mama Bears, you can find us online at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, MamaBearDaresPodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to join the conversation. Tessie and I love to talk to one another. We also love to hear your voice. So do you think, you know, we're making a mountain out of a molehill on this topic? Or is it something that you really recognize and see play out in your own life? We'd love to know. Also, if you have a mama bear who you think would make a great interview, let us know. Email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We just love collecting stories and hearing about all the great and powerful women who are awake in this world.
Yeah, for sure. And we're actually, Leslie, taking the show on the road. So if you have any fabulous friends in the Chicago area, we will be doing interviews with some amazing women on September 17th, that weekend. And we would love to meet you. So if you're around that area, again, email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. And we would love to see them too, meet them.
That's right. So, Mama Bears, we'll be back on Monday with a woman you've probably never heard of, but you'll be glad to. Yeah. You're going to love her.
Stick around, listen to Leslie parenting the ish out of Sintayu.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. All right. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
All right. I don't know those kids, so I have to meet their mom first. But you need to be inside now for 30 minutes. No more opening the door.
Why?
Because I'm working. We're recording a podcast.
But I want to be outside.
Okay, but you have to stay in our yard, and you cannot open the door.
Okay, but...
Okay.
Oh, but I can't go in their yard?
Nope.
Can I go in their house?
No, you stay in our yard. I haven't met their mom yet. Go.
Oh, I mean Hannah. Hannah's house.
You're not going to Hannah's house, though. Eli said you went to a different house.
No, I didn't. I was almost, and I was scratching, and then I just wanted to walk away.
No, stay in our yard. You can invite them back to play in our yard.
But Mom, I didn't like going to their house. I was about to, but I think it's not, but Mom said no.
Okay, go. Don't open the door again. Stay in our yard.
Stay inside.
Okay. Stay inside.
Oh, jeez.
Keeping it real. Just keeping it real around here.